The gist. Multiple findings suggest that something in the blood is causing or contributing to ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and or long COVID. The easiest answer to that would seem to be to just find a way to wash it out of the blood. And that's what several groups are trying to do. Knowing what the mystery substance is would help a lot, as it would probably provide a biomarker and result in a more targeted and effective treatment approach via monoclonal antibodies, inhibitors, T-cell therapy, etc. As it is now, researchers are left with taking a broad brush approach and are trying to cleanse the blood of all manner of possibly pathogenic substances, in hopes of catching it, which brings us to the recent therapeutic plasma exchange, or TPE, trial. The plasma in the blood is targeted because it carries the antibodies, immune complexes, cytokines, and other pathogenic substances. In a placebo-controlled, randomized, etc. long COVID trial, about two-thirds of the participants' plasma was removed and then replaced with albumin repeatedly over several weeks. Unfortunately, the plasma removal did not produce any results. Neither their participants' symptoms nor their biological factors changed. While the authors noted that other forms of apheresis, plasma exchange, exist, they proposed that the pathogenic portion of the long COVID patient's illness either occurred very early or was occurring in the tissues, which the TPE could not reach. This study does not mean the something in the blood idea is dead. In fact, we're more at the beginning of the plasmapheresis story than the end. The form of apheresis used in this study is just one of the four that might be helpful. A study assessing the different form of apheresis called inosphoresis, which filters pathogenic factors out of the blood instead of removing and replacing the plasma, had much better results. Many pathogenic factors were reduced and the substantial patient improvement occurred. The knock on the study was that it was not randomized, placebo-controlled, etc., and the authors only reported the findings of those who improved. Still, the study suggested that the right kind of apheresis might work well in long COVID. Apheresis is not the be-all and end-all. In most autoimmune diseases, apheresis is considered a last resort treatment, to be used only when other treatments fail. For the time being, we're kind of stuck with broad blood cleansing efforts in ME/CFS and long COVID, but knowing what the mystery factor in the blood is could give us access to all sorts of more effective targeted treatments. Coming up next, the immunoadsorption saga in Germany.